No, it's not. What time is it really? Well, what time do you think it is? If you said 1930 UTC, you would be correct. Because it's time to start the Dubious Goals Committee, because that's what we do every day at 1930 UTC. Check your clock. Right, so my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I think the first thing we need to go to today is the numbers. Yes, of course you want numbers. It's Numbers Day. So, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 146, number 175, number 261, number 478, number 826. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, numbers lady. Great. So, now that we've gotten that out of the way, now we can get down to some serious business. And, well, we got a couple things we need to deal with right now. Number one, drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good. It's good today. I need this. It's delicious. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am drinking black tea today. Black tea that has been mulled. And, more importantly, the thing we need to do next is start getting the kitty pit ready. Because somebody is sitting right here. Hi. Who's this? Hello. This is my cat, Peppa. Hi. Yeah, you're a fluff baby. You're the fluff baby Bazingans. Yes, you are. So we got to pull the blanket up over my ankles. And whoa, what is happening here? The cat is walking away. Pippa, what are you doing? Pippa does not want to do kitty business today, apparently. Okay, that's cool. Of course, you realize this just affords me the opportunity to drink some more tea. Oh. Okay, so here, the cat's coming back. You want to get in the kitty pit? Be decisive. Oh, good tea. Oh, yeah. All right, so apparently Pippa has changed her mind and is now sitting very attentively in the kitty pit. Hi.
Hi, who's a good baby?
So it's time to pet the cat. Hi.
Hi.
All right, yeah. Okay. So anyway, now that we've got the kitty business going, yeah, turn around three times now and then flop over. She'll figure it out. Oh, I woke up early again this morning. Not sure why. Went to bed at my usual time, right around 3 a.m. Woke up way too early. And the only good thing about that was, The Pirates of Penzance was on. Again. It might be one of only about 16, maybe 18 films that this particular cable channel has the rights to air. Because it's just, why is this on all the time? Yeah, and so, wait, we better double check. If it was on today, that means it's this morning. It was probably on again tonight. So let's scroll through the TV schedule. Oh, The Producers is on. Which one? Oh, Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick. Yeah, that one's kind of okay. And we keep scrolling up. Yeah, then The Producers again. Ah, yes, here we go. The Pirates of Penzance at 10:56 tonight. Am I going to watch it? Well, you know, I will probably watch some of it. I'll probably have it on while I'm doing other stuff. But, yeah. So, what are we going to do today, Peppa? I got to find something to eat. I do feel a little bit better today. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember Yesterday I was feeling weird, and I was, and that lasted all day and all night, and I started feeling a little bit better. When was it? I don't remember. It was pretty late, like around 11, but still weird. My guts weird. Everything just weird. And so the good news is I do feel a little bit better today. And that's another thing. When I woke up, I was warm again. I was kind of hot when I woke up this morning. I wonder if I just didn't sleep because I was too hot. And so when I woke up and noticed Pirates of Penzance was on and I was feeling hot, I thought, maybe it's warm enough to go outside. Well, not really. It's below freezing, so, yeah, you know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? We're going to stay inside. That's what we're going to do. Because doesn't Sky Sports News start soon, like right around now? Yeah, I think this is it here. Doesn't this sound like the music?
Hi there, and welcome to our viewers on NBCSN. Now, nearly 250 years ago, James Madison was one of the founding fathers of the USA. Will his namesake be the big story of the transfer window? We'll have a full roundup for you.
We've also got news of a former Celtic manager moving to Major League Soccer. Plus, we're counting down to tomorrow's Manchester Derby, and we find out
Yay.
Where Pep Guardiola's priorities lie.
You're obviously here to win trophies, given the position.
I'm here to win trophies and kick ass, and I'm all out of ass, says Pep Guardiola.
Afternoon, we've got goals from Serie A as Cristiano Ronaldo, a hat-trick from him, takes Juventus back to the top of the table.
Yes, nice. All right, to regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee, have heard my opinions many, many times about Cristiano Ronaldo. And everybody will also remember that I like him a little bit more now because he plays for one of my favorite teams, Juventus. And yes, he scored a hat trick yesterday, or was it the day before? And yeah, Juve back on top of Serie A. That's the Italian Premier League. So, hooray. Aren't we happy, Peppa? Yes, that's so nice. Peppa says, why are you talking and not paying attention to me? Why aren't we doing kitty business? We're doing plenty of kitty business. We're doing plenty of kitty business. Righty-ho. So, what? I got weird fixtures coming up. I got the Derby tomorrow. The Manchester Derby. And the Derby is when two teams in the same city play against each other. So this is obviously Manchester United. The first is Manchester City, hence the name Manchester Derby. And there's a game tomorrow. It's a League Cup game. I don't think I'll be able to see it. It's not aired. It's Leicester versus Aston Villa. I don't get League Cup games. But I sometimes get FA Cup games on rare occasions. Oh, so what's going to happen? Nobody knows. What are you doing, Peppa? I can see your pink kitty toes. Yeah, you have kitty toes. Did you know that? You also have a kitty face. Because somebody's a kitty. And it's not me. What am I? I'm the tea-drinking guy. Well, I do like to drink tea. It's so delicious. Oh, I need a lot of tea every day. I'm a tea-drinking fool. And it's so delicious. What do you think about that, Pip? She's not paying any attention. Pippa's got her face down in my ankle. She's, what are you, a goat? All right, in other news, the transfer window is open. The January transfer window is open. Why am I coughing suddenly? The transfer window is a 25-day period in January when teams football teams can make transfers. They can buy players. They can sell players. They can trade players. But only for the next 25 days, 6 hours, 55 minutes, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34 seconds. Yes, I'm looking at a countdown clock for the transfer window.
Yeah, you like countdown clocks, huh? Because you're a baby Bobingans. Yes, you're a baby Nump-Nump.
So anyway, are you going somewhere? Oh, no, we're just standing up so we can turn around a couple more times. There you go. Yeah, right. Sit right back down in the exact same spot. Good kitty logic there. That's...
What a kitty.
Kitties are such baby cats.
Yeah, you're a kitty.
All right. In other news, I ended up watching this one anime yesterday. I am something of an anime fan, and there's a certain genre I don't really particularly care for, which is basically the Harry Potter ripoff. And yes, that's an entire genre of anime. But I don't know what happened. I was looking for something to watch, something anime to watch. And a bunch of stuff came up, and I was looking at this one, I thought, oh yeah, I started watching that one, that was dumb little kid stuff, Harry Potter ripoff, didn't want to watch it. But then I thought, well, although it did have that one good character, Clara. So I thought, okay, well, I don't have anything better to do, except sit here and eat lunch or whatever, and I'll watch another episode of this just to see if it's any good. And so I ended up watching another episode, and I liked that one particular character. So I basically watched it, and it was kind of okay. What was it called? I can't remember the Japanese title. But in English, it was Welcome to Demon School, Iruma-kun. And it's about this kid who's about 14 or 15 years old. His parents really don't care about him, and so they sell him to a demon, one of the demon lords. And so this demon adopts this kid and insists that the kid calls him grandpa, and he takes the kid to the underworld, and he sends the kid to demon school, and he's human, and he can't let anybody find out that he's actually human, and so he doesn't have very good magic. And then they all get ranked, and then there's owls involved, and it sounds familiar, right? It's kind of okay. So I watched that until I got bored.
That's all we did, huh, Peppa? It was fun. Huh?
Okay, the cat has stopped attacking my ankles and has now flopped over and trying to go to sleep in the kitty pit.
You're falling asleep in the kitty pit. There's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. Yeah, no sleeping. Wake your kitty ass up.
So, yeah, time for kitty business. What are you doing, Dangans? It's time for you to stay awake. If anybody's going back to bed, it's me. I got up way too early. Way too early. Oh, Big Bash. Heat beat Brisbane. Brisbane beat Sydney. The Heat is the team in Brisbane. Alex Hales hits unbeaten 20, but Sydney Thunder falls short. That was a rain delay game. They got screwed. And we're back to rugby union. Okay, that's all we need to know. That is all we need to know before going to musical break. All right, so what do we got for music today? What's it going to be? What are we doing? And just for kicks, we're getting all weird today. That's right. Today's the day for Pete Drake. Is it going to work?
His name is Pete Drake.
Pete Drake.
He got the brilliant idea one time to make a steel guitar talk, and he actually does it right now with a beautiful song, Forever. Pete Drake!
Spread that cheese thick. Thank you. Gonna hear it talk or not, Pete? Let's hear this talking steel guitar. So we have this revolutionary technology and effect, and they only use it for like 8 bars. The talking steel guitar. Now we got all these stupid people. Oh, are we coming back to it? Nope. We just got this chorus. Ooh, you should see the clothing. Come on, let's get back to some talking steel guitar. That's all we're going to get out of that? Right, so you probably thought that cross-modulation was some kind of newfangled invention. Oh, yeah, the kids and their emo, techno, EDM music effects. And you got to have a Macintosh and to make good music. And yeah, you use filters. Yeah, no. You thought autotune was bad? No. Oh my God, how old is this? I would love to get a date on this because I don't know, but this is clearly late 50s, early 60s, and this guy is using a talk box. Did Pete Drake invent the talk box? I don't know. Maybe I should have done a little bit of research here, but that's effectively what he's using. That's not auto-tuned on a Macintosh. That's not a vocoder. That's a talk box. What's a talk box? A talk box is basically a box, and it has a little speaker in it, what we call a compression driver. If you've ever seen horns, speakers in the shape of horns, that's what those are. So you take one of these horns, you take the horn off, and you have this compression driver, which is just a small diaphragm, maybe a half inch. I don't even think this is the one that he's using is half inch. It's probably like quarter inch or about like, you know, 6 millimeters, right? So you put this in a box, you isolate it, and you plug your instrument into it, in this case a steel guitar, and then you take a plastic tube, a flexible plastic tube, and you stick it in the hole in the box into the compression driver. Then you put the other end of the tube in your mouth, and you make shapes with your mouth while you play your instrument. The sound of your instrument comes out of the speaker, which is the compression driver, which is hooked up to the tube, so the only air it's pushing is inside the tube, so the sound goes through the tube into your mouth, out of your mouth, and into the microphone, and that's why it sounds like an instrument is talking. Perhaps you are familiar with this effect, because Peter Frampton made it pretty famous back in the 70s. It's so yummy. And after that, I don't think I've ever seen it been used. I remember seeing Joe Walsh use one time. So, you know, that's a 70s thing too. And nobody's used one since. You can still buy them. I have seen them in boxes, new ones in boxes in stores. So good. But anyway, you can get yourself a vocoder, do the same thing a little bit better without having to stick a tube in your mouth. So, yeah, technology, it advances. How is that news to anyone? You want some better music now? Yeah, me too. Let's check in with Justin Johnson, see what he's doing lately, and see if we can hear him improvise some cool stuff on guitar. Oh, this might be interesting. Here he is sitting on the front or back porch of some rural house with an electric cigar box. What are you doing here, Justin? Oh, that looks kind of cool. I want one. Fun. Very cool. Very cool. And does this make me want to build a four-string cigar box guitar? Yeah, it kind of does. You were listening to a lovely four-string there being played through. I didn't actually see the amp. I'm just trying to figure out what it was. I think he was... That was not his silver face. I don't know what that was. I don't know. But it was still awesome. And where is he? What is this house he's at? Why is there a rooster made out of scrap metal
behind him. Why are their tires buried halfway into the ground? Is somebody expected to park there? And why don't I get to go there? Do I want to go there? I don't know, maybe. It would be a good place for fireworks because there's nothing around. You can see the background. It looks like there's a grain elevator a couple of miles away. Nice. Drinking tea. Love to drink tea. All right, so now I got to figure out how I'm going to stay awake for the rest of the day. Or should I just give up now and take a nap? I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do. Well, maybe I should take a nap. Yeah, well, I guess I could go back to watching Mahjong. For the last couple of days, I've been watching Mahjong on TV. And not just any old Mahjong. The Japanese game. And it's been pretty fun. And I love this commentary. I've been watching this one channel on YouTube that is some TV channel in Japan that broadcasts this live. And I would love to be watching this live on TV. And I want one of these tables. This is the fanciest Mahjong table I've ever seen. It's got the dice pop-o-matic thing in the middle. It's got the little thing to hold the point sticks. It's got the dump. It's got the place where you can shove your tiles down at the end of the game, and then you wait, and bloop, your tiles come up out of the table in front of you because they're automatically... What? This is awesome! And then there's LED readouts for every player to tell you your pointage or how far you are behind or where we're at. It's just way too much for me to deal with. I do love Mahjong. I'm not familiar with all the variants in the world, and there are quite a few. You know, saying Mahjong is sort of like saying dominoes or cards or dice. Do you want to play cards? Well, that doesn't narrow it down. What game do you want to play? Do you want to play dice? Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down. What game do you want to play? Do you want to play Mahjong? Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down. But this is awesome. And it's basically, Mahjong conceptually is basically a rummy style game. And no, it's not the game that you have on your PC. Oh, I have Windows PC, it has Mahjong, I love to play Mahjong. That's not Mahjong. That's just concentration, that's just, let's play matching, but with Mahjong tiles. That is not the game Mahjong. Like I said, Mahjong is a rummy game. It's played with four people. You're trying to get runs, you're trying to get sets, but it gets much more complicated pretty damn quick. Kind of like other things in your life. Some things just get super complicated a little bit too fast. One of those things is obviously the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every single day. Holidays, weekends. There is no excuse. 365 days a year. Every single day, Dubious Goals Committee. And you should know at the time by now, what are you talking about? It's 1930 UTC. That's when it starts. When does the show end? Well, what do you think? Obviously, it ends right now. Duh.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.